Welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. Well, the Tour Championship is the season finale on the PGA Tour this week. It has to take precedence, of course. 29 players, no Jim Furyk this week. All with a theoretical chance of winning the FedEx Cup Series at Eastlake Golf Club this week in Atlanta, Georgia. A challenging golf course, a 7,300-yard par 70. Hitting greens in regulation tends to be the premium around here, although you've got, of course, to be a very, very good putter on these mini-birdie Bermuda grass greens. They reckon the greens are almost as challenging as those at Augusta. And the Donald Ross design is really, really famous for the his typical front-to-back sloping greens that if you miss, very difficult to get up and down from. Also on the European Tour, we have the Porsche European Open, which is a nice addition to the tour this year, which is being played on a Bernard Langer golf course over in South Bavaria. I'll take you through that after the Tour Championship. Of course, any of the content that you want from Golf Betting System, like free statistics, our predictor models, and also our betting previews, are available at Golf Betting System. Just type Golf Betting System or Golf Betting Tips into the search engine of your choice. You will come across our free content. Okay, it's Wednesday morning here. I'll run you through this week's predictor model that I've published. As of yesterday, these are bang up to date prices. Okay. Number 10 is Ricky Fowler, top 10 of the predictor model. Number 10 predictor model is Ricky Fowler, 12 to 1 enhanced win only price available at Coral. 9, Dustin Johnson, 18 to 1 with Coral. 8 is Matt Kuchar, 45 to 1 with 888 Sport. 7, Zach Johnson, 25 to 1 with Boyle Sports. 6, Bubba Watson, 20 to 1 with Bet365. Top 5, Henrik Stenson, 10 to 1 with Betway. At 5, 4 is Jordan Spieth, 9 to 1 with Betfred. 3 is Patrick Reed, 40 to 1 with Skybet. 2, Justin Rose, 14 to 1 with Betfred. And number 1 is Jason Day, 18 to 5 is the best price you'll get, enhanced win only with Stan James. So that's Jason Day, Justin Rose, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth and Henrik Stenson, the top 5 of this week's published predictor model. Of course, your own tailor-made predictor model is ready and waiting for you at Golf Betting System. Worthy of note this week, both Coral and Skybet are offering 5 places each way. Of course, a 29-man field, all of the other bookmakers have gone 4 places each way. Worth looking into. And Skybet have actually got some half-decent prices across a number of big names this week. Okay, Eastlake Golf Course. I kind of mentioned it at the top of the show. It's one of those golf courses that really does favour those that can hit a fairway or two. So in modern times, where Jason Day and Daniel Berger and the Bombers were slashing it around JB Holmes last week and not hitting a fairway for care nor money, it could be the case that they might get caught up this week. You've got to hit some fairways traditionally around here. The mini Verde greens are firm, they're fast, there's some rain forecast for Friday, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the kind of thunderstorms that we saw at Conway Farms that deposited about 50 millimetres of rain. So it's likely to play firmer, the scoring is likely to be higher. The Zoya grass that makes up the fairways and the rough is particularly gnarly, and a lot of the players don't like it because it promotes flyers. I know Bubba Watson is one that's very vocal against it, but there's nothing else he can do. He has to play this in reality. So I'm thinking personally, Jason Day, I know I shouldn't say it, but this could be the course that catches him out. There's a lot of statistics out there, a lot of trends that basically suggest that if Jason Day wins this, he really is going against a lot of trends, like the world number one has never won the Tour Championship since 2008. No reigning major champion has won the Tour Championship since the redesign in 2008. And all of the winners since 2009 have actually had Bermuda Grass PGA Tour victories under their belts before winning here. The exception was Camilo Villegas in 2008, and he's gone on to win a further two titles on Bermuda Grass. Jason Day never won a Bermuda Grass title. So there's certain trends there that are going against the world number one this week. So we'll see if he actually gets challenged. The firmer conditions might not suit him. Now, personally, I'm going for the following three. Ricky Fowler, 5 points, enhanced win only at 12 to 1 with Coral. He was 13 to 1 when I published these tips yesterday. Fowler, for me, is the man most likely if Jason Day doesn't. And when he gets in contention at the moment, he's actually converting to victories, isn't he? TPC Sawgrass has mini verdigris greens. He won there in May, won the Players' Championship. He then won the Scottish Open. And then he won at TPC Boston a couple of weeks ago. Really a bit of a canter once Henrik Stenson decided to throw in the towel on the 16th. So Fowler, he's got that winning mentality now. A FedEx Cup championship would be a real major step forward for Fowler. So Fowler, 5 points enhanced win only at 12 to 1 with Coral. Next up for me, got to cover him, his Ross design history, and the fact that he putts so well on mini birdie Bermuda grass greens just has to have him in there. Sits in the top five. So like Ricky Fowler, like Jason Day, also like Bubba Watson and Jordan Spieth, he actually has the FedEx Cup. If he wins, it's all in his own hands. Henrik Stenson, 3 points to win at 10 to 1, won here 24 months ago. And finally, I'm going to go for Patrick Reed this week. Now, you can't say Patrick Reed is a brilliant ball striker, but he does play well out, play brilliantly on Bermuda grass greens. All four of his victories on the PGA Tour on Bermuda grass, and he loves tough, gnarly golf courses. Now, if the conditions are fast, if he can hit 65s, anywhere close to 70% of greens, we know what a fantastic chipper and putter he is. Patrick Reed, I just get the feeling these slate's going to suit him. And he's actually in the top 10 of the FedEx Cup. So if he wins, he's likely to actually capture the whole shooting match. So Patrick Reed, a point each way, 40 to 1 with Sky Bet, five places each way. Henrik Stenson, 3 points to win, 10 to 1 with 888 Sport. And also Ricky Fowler, 5 points, enhanced win only, 12 to 1 with Coral. That's the Tour Championship. Don't forget Golf Betting System for the full betting preview, stats, and of course, your predictor model. Let's go to the Porsche Open. Not a lot of time left on the show, so I'll run you quickly through the top 10 on the predictor model that Paul's pulled together. 10, Florian Fritsch, 100 to 1 with Betfair. 9, Ben Evans, 175 to 1 with 888 Sport. 8, Tong Chai Jiji, 55 to 1 with Betfred. 7 is Garth Mulroy, 250 to 1 with Sky Bet. 6, Marcel Schneider, 250 to 1 with Paddy Power. Top 5 is Kiradesh Akhibanrat, 60 to 1 with Coral. 4, Alejandro Canizares, 66s with 888 Sport. 3, Bernd Wiesberger, 15 to 1 with Boyle Sports. 2, David Howe, 40 to 1 with Paddy Power. And number 1 is Ann Byung-hun, 25 to 1 with Paddy Power. Paul is going, as often he does, for the number 1 predictor pick. He's actually going for Ang Boon Hung. I can never say the guy's name. It's absolutely terrible, my pronunciation sometimes. Ang Boon Hung, anyway. Let's go for it. We're saying 2 points each way at 25 to 1 with Paddy Power. When published yesterday, Paul was at he was at 28 to 1. Next up, Fabrizio Zanotti, 1.25 points each way at 40 to 1 with Boyle Sports. A winner in Germany last year, does play well in this neck of the woods and is in decent form at the moment. Next up, another player in great nick, Kiradesh Afibanrat, won a fortnight ago. He actually won the event that's organized by Tong Chai Jiji out in the Far East. Kiradesh Afibanrat, 1 point each way, 60 to 1 with Coral. Hitting greens, which makes him a huge danger on a resort golf course this week. Michael Hoey, we all know that Hoey can win on the European Tour. We also know he's particularly streaky. 3/4 of a point each way, 90 to 1 with Paddy Power. He's actually come in 10 points since Paul published his tips. And finally, a local lad, Florian Fritsch, 0.5 point each way, 100 to 1 with Betway. First round leader, Florian Fritsch. Thanks for listening to the Golf Betting Show. I'll see you again next week. Goodbye. Bye.